A bill was recently passed in the State House of Representatives that seeks to help veteran families. And joining us this morning to discuss this further is State Representative Kathy Lenatra. Representative, good morning, and thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, good morning on this steamy morning. How are you?
Doing well, doing well. So how would you describe this bill overall?
So I'm very proud of this veterans bill. It makes some significant changes that really help our veteran families. There are 14 major points that have to do with education and teacher licenses and helping with families that relocate so much.
Yeah, and
I can give you a... Go ahead.
Oh, no, I was going to say, one of those requires in-state tuition.
Correct. You read my mind there. So it continues in-state tuition when they start in-state, and if they have to move, it continues with that in-state tuition. There were also, a lot of teachers are married to military people, and it helps with their teaching certificate. School enrollment for military children. If they enroll in a school district, they do not have to wait for proof of residency. They can start school right away. There's the Purple Star Campus designation. One that you wouldn't think was important, but it's slot machines at veterans organizations. What they do with those slot machine licenses is that's what they use their money for scholarships and just funding the veterans, the posts, and the Legion Halls, and all the wonderful things they do for the community. So this allows them to have a limited amount of slot machines for their members and their guests.
Now, there's something else that this bill includes, and something that's been getting a lot of talk lately in veteran circles, and that is burn pits.
Yes, the open burn pit registry. So it directs the commission of DPH in consultation with the commissioner of Department of Veterans Services to develop educational materials and informational pamphlets on health impacts of open burn. It will have veterans register, that have been in an open burn pit registry. It requests that periodic health assessments for all those people that have been involved with the open burn pit. So it really puts a lot of emphasis on health as well.
And what is the bill's status right now? It's gone through the House. Where is it met right now?
It will go to the Senate. As soon as the Senate signs, it will go into conference committee, and then the governor will sign.
And are you optimistic that this will be approved by the Senate and then signed by the governor?
I'm very optimistic. This was a unanimous vote in the House, and I believe it will be as well in the Senate.
All righty. Well, unfortunately, we're going to have to leave it right there. But thank you so much for speaking with us this morning. We do appreciate it.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Thank you. You as well.